Now, you know full well that we are vulnerable to a certain mindset. If you start to think of your empty, dripping pussy and the urge to fuck, if you start to think of it in terms of being in heat, you'll build that up in your head until you see it coming, until you feel it impending every time you know you're going to be turned on, until you know you're going to be helpless to do anything but seek sweated climax and pleasure yourself insensate while wishing you could be pinned, wishing you could be taken, that unsubtle mammalian sign of arousal and climax, the arching of the back. You know how tempting that image is to you. It sets some drumbeat in your head going, an insistent chemical haze, your own body saying, now is the time to be fucked, and demanding it of you. And sure, you often have to stand in for yourself on this, take care of business. But zone out with me a bit. Leave the world behind. Forget what a watching figure might see. Even though what they might see is your wetted lips, instinctively parting to welcome them inside, both sets of lips, that is. Even though they might see an arched back and your hands furiously, industriously getting you so worked up that if someone did pin you down at this very moment, if someone thrust it inside of you, you might quiver and back into them and surrender all that you are as the first of many climaxes tore away your reason and dumped more and more of that sensual, alluring haze of climax into your brain. Yeah, that's what you're looking for. It's what you need, body, brain, and soul. Something old and instinctive and cat-like throbbing in you now. A pure lust composed of the urge to vocalize, the urge to tempt someone into pinning you, into proving themselves and using you and filling you, working your clit, your mind, your libido, your wanton, open, welcoming sex into instruments for forcing pleasure into you, making you climax. That's what you want, to be made. Pure lust. Leave behind that outer shell, which will wreathe and grip the sheets and stifle its moans, and go somewhere inside your brain with me, so I can do all the work of drawing the fantasy. Then your brain, instead of having to draw it and enact it, only needs to respond and bring it to life. You're doing much less work with your brain, so your trembling, overworked, hypersensitive thighs and clit and pussy, and the pinprick-sensitive nipples on your heaving, deep-breathing chest will have to do twice the work, at twice the sensitivity. Jamming more pleasure into your brain, letting it rebound in there, bouncing off the walls, sending sparks of euphoric, achy, throbbing, horny desire that makes your muscles twitch, makes you tense up and approach that climactic height where you feel like you're about to go over the edge, and then you stretch it out as long as you can. Well, this time you're gonna have someone else doing that for you, and you get to give in to it. And you'll be able to just, let it fill you. At the end of this coupling, this pinned, submissive, needy rendezvous you're destined for, the road you're on now, all you'll be able to do is collapse grinning with white spots behind your slowly closing eyes, lids heavy as a purr escapes, and your body will insist on sleep, even though the throbbing of your needy sex, so recently satiated, left oversensitive, might follow you into your dreams as well. Yes, I'll supply the images, the words, the moves, the sensations, but all I'm really doing is waking up aches and needs you have, saying the things you might leave unsaid because things become too poignantly, sensitively needy whenever they're called to the forefront of your heated brain. All you'll have to do is try to come as much as possible, give in to a dripping pussy which will be left oversensitive and overexposed to pleasure when this is over, reddened elegant and attractively on display, so you know anybody looking at it couldn't help but share in some of your lust. Because you know how hot and wet and needy it is. You know better than anyone what you yearn to do, in your mind and by your body. Anyone who saw it might be almost as turned on as you are, but no one could be that horny right now. Look ahead, look forward to what you'll look like when you've been fucked silly, mind and body both. And let's face it, we're going to do that anyway. All you have to do in the now is surrender. In so many senses of the word. Drift along on the words, move your body into positions that let you hit your pleasure spots later. Better. And shiver, clench your legs around your hands, around your fullness, around your wetness, and come. Or better yet, position yourself so your hands are free, or at least one of them, and you can clench the sheets with the other, the fabric of your cast-aside clothes, your own thighs leaving marks, something, anything to grab, knowing it might help you contain your moans. Might. Really, by this point, the shrill, animalistic thoughts trying to escape you are more like yowls than words. Something has happened to your body and your brain, as it so often does. You're tapped into a kind of chemical drip, and you have a convenient button between your legs to administer another dose. But if this were merely something coming from outside, you could escape it. Instead, it's coming from your own brain, an inescapable lust that shoots straight between your legs, takes up residence, a cocktail of your own sexual hormones, chemicals, needs, desires, fantasies, all of it together and waiting. Sometimes you might think it hasn't come out to play, but the right word can trip your switch and you know it. Swishing your tail, your buttocks moving side to side, attractively moving the gem of your slightly parted, dripping, needy sex. Imagine a lover's legs leaning back against them, ahem. The cocktail of chemical bliss and arousal, which is insistently whispering that your pussy needs to be full and climaxing, like an itch that needs scratching, except, oh, so good to scratch. That you must pursue that urge to be stuffed, ideally pinned as you are, allowed to submit. Your body is very sensitive, and this has somewhat reduced your coordination, a constellation of conditions which you know makes you more likely to enjoy the slow seduction of a lover's caress, and less able to wrestle yourself free if you feel like bratting and fighting. Still, your body, your hips, your clenching wet entrance will all know how to thrust back and reinforce how badly you need it in you, if you were suddenly pinned and used for the pleasure of a partner, consequently deriving yowling bestial pleasure of your own. Well, that'd be just fine, wouldn't it? In fact, in the state you're in, with this constant titration of lustful thought invasively pervading your consciousness, you could be treated more roughly than normal and you would still enjoy it. You'd really get into that rutting dominance play. But ultimately, you know of a simple truth we've both been circling around the entire time. However long it takes, however warmly and intensely your clit and sex are stimulated to where you gasp and fall over the edge, no matter how long the process of pinning you, of making you want it and push against it, eventually, you will surrender. And that surrender can happen at lots of different times. I'll be interested to know where and when, but it won't really matter. Or if it's already happened. For now, we'd best see to it. Or else the rebounding heat building in you, that flush under the skin that makes you comfortable in the nude right now, even in a cooler room. That rebounding heat will build too hot if we don't take care of it. Already some cat-like urges and desires, tied to the heat, are springing up in you. This is your body wanting to express its need in a way that would lure in someone who might fill the great and growing emptiness within. Your hips and butt canting and swishing side to side, so anybody watching might think you were moving a tail. But really, you're displaying your wetness, letting its glistening, dripping slickness captivate anyone watching. Inside your mind, you can see what you must look like down there. Some light-reflecting jewel of pure libido. A thing so hot and slightly parted and welcoming that you would want to touch it, but might hold back for fear of being burned by the intensity of its lustful heat, only to surrender and damn the consequences because the touching is so necessary. Of course, you yourself have forsaken consequences by now, and you begin the efficient, dedicated ritual of stimulation. But that is mere noise, information about your physical body and its lustful, contorting throes, with arched back and yowling voice, lolling head, face down, ass up in needy heat. Your mind, on the other hand, is in a faraway place where a fuller fulfillment might find you and claim you. You've already gotten however's most comfortable, probably face down, ass up. So anyone viewing you could see your wetness dappling your thighs, hear the sticky sounds of your fingers exploring yourself, which they should already be, you need it so bad, touching constantly, using toys if need be. But you want to feel like you're doing something to satiate that hot, wet emptiness. Otherwise, the fact that it is building bottomlessly might lead you to just sit there whimpering and wishing, wanting to be rutted, pinned, used, kept, made to come, and then made to keep coming, beyond what you would do to yourself. But forced orgasm wouldn't come close to the level of satiation you need. You need as much as you can get. You get in position imagining what a potential lover coming to mate your mind out of your head might like the look of. Keeping your back arched helps. You think of yourself as presenting, swaying your hips to show off that glistening jewel of arousal, its sticky trails of needy honey, its obvious, honest, incontrovertible nature. Keep touching. Really explore it. Do what you seldom do in the everyday. Rediscover your heated pussy now in preparation. Keep shifting it from side to side, pressing down and rising up, moving around, moving so as to let your brief manipulations find new spots when you didn't think there were any, and highlight the fact your thighs are practically sticking together with overflowing juices, hypnotizing yourself with the cant and sway of your own hips, giving into the motion a music deeper than thought as you keep moving to the yowls and whimpers inside your head and the desire for pinning, thrusting lust that only you can hear. Or at least it seems at first that only you can hear it. But then you face down, ass up, you feel it, a deft, nimble-fingered hand gripping your wrist, slowly pulling it away, strong. You whimper and attempt to keep stimulating yourself, keep doing anything, because whatever your feelings about the sexual potential presented by this presence looming over you and its warm, ooh, that feels nice, grip on you. You need to be pleasured first, and if you stop, you might not be able to stand it. When your hand tries to move back toward your dripping sex because you need the stimulation, you still feel a grip on your wrist preventing you, and the looming figure's other palm slaps the back of your disobedient hand. You want to keep touching. You want to make them earn it. But part of you yearns for something deeper, to be filled deeper, and instead you let your hand be moved, pinned to your side, and when your wrist is released, your hand stays there, clutching, clutching anything, perhaps your own hips, perhaps your sheets, perhaps clutching the presence you now realize is kneeling behind your sprawled supine form, face down, ass up, exposed, open, needy. It slaps your hand away, and now your hand is by your side. Your pussy is untouched, an expanse of emptiness, a yearning you didn't know you could feel. But oh, you do feel it. Too much so. Still, anticipation of what might come next keeps you just where you are. You spread your legs and show off your wet, dripping, slightly parted entrance. The potential dominant behind you has your full attention, but you're not going to turn. You're not going to give them the satisfaction. The important part is to make them give in to the act of making you give in. This is a contest now, to see if you can hold out and make the one who might pin and use your needy pussy and bring you both pleasure, if you can make them want you so bad that they do all the things you want done, need done, and that means they know how hot you are, how wet you are, thinking about your own dripping irresistible consumption in the pleasure of this is making you even hotter. You arch your back as completely as you can, letting them see the articulation of your movement. the arch in you, indicative of orgasm to come. Suddenly one hand is on the small of your back, massaging in circles. This makes you raise your butt instinctively, your pussy moving into greater prominence, waiting to provoke something, wanting to provoke movement, anything. While you dare not bring your own hands closer, you need stimulation or you won't be able to handle it. Then comes a resounding, slightly wet smack. As one of their hands slaps your needy entrance, you feel it and you shiver. You daren't look back, but a yowl of protest approaches your lips. You feel the shock of it run up your spine and into your brain. The hand that was on your back, rubbing, switches around and grips you under your stomach, lifts you. You get a sense of strength, of suspension, of your hindquarters being raised, even though your face is still as low down as it can go. Another slap, this time aimed for your clit where its engorgement has made it peek out a bit. Your parted lips offer no protection, but this is a gentle, almost teasing maneuver. You know your lips will become reddened with each resounding smack, and they come more regularly now. You can hear them and feel them and need them, spattering your sheer soaked wetness onto your thighs and onto the wrist that the hand is doing the smacking with. And then, dripping, the hand laden in your nectar rises up and falls on your buttocks. A single louder smacking sound. You feel the spike of sensation, but in your overheated brain it all just comes through as pleasure. You know you'll be slightly reddened, that you'll feel a little heat in your buttocks and pussy every time you think about it or shift or sit down for a little bit after this is over, and that makes it all the more thrilling to be marked in that way. But while all this is very sexy and you feel another slap, and then another, on your butt, your pussy, your inner thighs, enough to highlight how sensitive all that flesh is, how strong the capturing hands are. But none of this is filling your empty sex or giving your needy button the massage it yearns for, and that needs to be remedied. As a smack comes in on your pussy, you squirm, wrestling against the firm, warm, sexy, restraining hand beneath you, and you rub your sex against it before it has time to escape, your pussy venting and dripping, closing your thighs around it. You allow your moist animal yearning yowl to escape your mouth, a pussy in heat needing satiation, craving it. Your whole body orbits around your wet, dripping, sensitive snatch, which is even now completely at the mercy of that hand, even though you've trapped it. Suddenly, there's the sense of someone, something leaning over you, warm, sexy flesh against your body, a voice near your ear, a possessive growl, a mirthful chuckle. A hand under you. The free hand you have failed to trap is holding you up, and the form is over you. Your face is still pressed downward, and that feels right, feels good. But your body has betrayed the urge to submit. It is squeezing your hips and mincing them back and forth, rubbing, so you can force the friction of the warm hand against your wetness and get enough rubbing on your clit to cool the raging fire of your lust. You wish you could have more. You wish you could have... Then you feel it. Something other than a mere percussive slap. Something other than friction. The tip of something thick enough to spread your entrance, moving in from above you, the tip of a shaft suitable to fill you up, everything already lubricated. You redouble your lustful backward momentum, but it fails to slide inside. To let it in, you'd have to open your legs and let that hand escape. But what if they pull away? That would be horrible and leave you unstimulated. The proximity of something, anything, to turn the switch deep inside you and fill this vacancy is enough to set you salivating, but you're unable to part your clenched thighs, not when the friction and sensation has set shivers and tingles up your spine, and you can feel the impending yes, 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 rising in your throat. You try to shift toward it, toward the length, toy or flesh or finger or anything. Anything in all the world, it doesn't matter. Something that fills you and is wielded by someone else. Oh, fuck yes. Then the voice in your ear, husky and direct. Spread. And you do. You must. You're pinned there strong. Your heat brain insists you obey. Your legs spread and you go as low as you can, but you're being held up. You feel your knees dangle as you spread in the air, butt and pussy now diagonally off the surface that your face is buried against. They rear up and position the tip of that length, whatever it is, against your wet hole. You squirm and try to push back. You need to hilt that. You need to ride them. But you're unable, no leverage. Instead, all you can do is let your eyes water, lick your lips, roll your head and loll it from side to side. Try to push your hips down onto something, something that will fill you up and fulfill the empty ache. Instead, you only succeed in teasing your own pussy, rubbing the tip all around on your clit, coating it in your juices and making more shivers and spasms and sparks invade your head. You don't know how close you are, you don't know if you've come or how often, but you know the shivers are still there, dripping your juices onto the surface below. You know you must have made quite the puddle. Yet your wantonness knows no bounds. There's no possibility of worrying what anyone thinks. You just wish this figure pinning you would take what they've earned, would conquer your brain and body with thrusting, constantly until you were a spent gel of lust and orgasm, mind lost for a while in the white-hot light of climax, coming your mind out and letting it drip between your legs. You let yourself grunt and groan, trying to push back, but it's no use. They seem to be letting you feel how thoroughly you've been dominated, pinned, made wanton. They're stronger. What was once your resilience is now a mere desperation. For relief, only that shaft being teasingly kept outside your entrance could possibly give you. Your legs are spread, so the hand is able to leave, but it doesn't. Strong, deft fingers find your clit and tease it out, making sure it's exposed beyond its hood, rubbing your juices all over it. But despite its slippery slickness, it is engorged with how horny you are, and the fingers easily capture it. They know exactly where it is, and they refuse to let it slip away. Deep, searching, pressing massage follows, pushing on the part of your clit which is inside of your body by forcefully stimulating the part that is without, as well as periodically flicking and moving the delicate exposed nub. You feel a lightness in your head and butterflies in your stomach as the precise strength being brought to bear on your needy clit makes you realize just how strong those hands could be. Then the thumb and forefinger of that hand press around the base of your exposed button, rubbing up and down as if using its own hood to stroke it. The fingers move back and forth, trying to approach from as many different angles as possible, pushing it into you and making a riot of slightly different sensations play their melody over your head. Into your brain, into your body, every part of you is getting hot, flushed, needy, and still the tip of that promised shaft is just outside your entrance, sitting there. Then it happens. There's something in you, yes, but just the tip. Unacceptable, but a strong hand on your stomach, holding you against them, brooks no argument. The tip, less than an inch, just enough to part your lips, but not enough to give you that pleasing feeling of fullness. Your clit is still being stroked, manipulated, pressed, in your aroused haze. All of it feels pleasant. Only pleasure can make it through to your brain, despite the rough treatment of your oversensitive nub. And then you feel your pussy being lifted a bit, carefully, painstakingly lined up. The rest of you comes with it, your face lifting a bit. The length behind you lowers a bit then. The arm under you moves away, lets you drop, grips your hips. Your clit is left untouched, bare and cool and open in the air, as the fingers manipulating it withdraw, wiping themselves on your inner thigh, a wet, cool spot you're all too aware of. You imagine how it must glisten there on your flesh, dripping a few drops down to add to the pool of your need below, formed by gravity but enhanced by lust. But there's not much time to think about that. Two hands holding you up by your thighs. Strong. Firm. So your face is down, but you have no purchase or leverage with your hindquarters. Then the hands let go. You are dropped and surrendered to gravity, allowing your pussy to slip backwards and into the lap of the kneeling dominant figure right behind you. Angled, that shaft up under you, your sex is speared in one long, very well lubricated motion, so gravity brings your butt and thighs smacking into the lap of the figure holding you. You're full. So full. You feel the satisfaction, the throb of being well and truly and satisfyingly stuffed. Who knows how many by now? Climaxes, that is. But you are spasming as the fullness inside is well lubricated. You are shivering with the closeness of another. You undulate your hips, rubbing against that length even better. It is inescapable how this feels. You are disallowed from moving your own hips and pussy, because once more strong hands dig into your thighs, lifting you, then dropping you. The combination of your juices, sweat, and the slapping of your flesh on theirs produces an obscene smack throughout the room. Inescapable and unstoppable. Lift, drop, smack. A repeating motion, each time accompanied by a sudden complete fullness. A thrust you couldn't fight even if you wanted to, which you don't. Then it changes. You're pushed forward, on hands and knees. Your back goes into a steeper downward-facing arc as it is pushed, but they are above you, thrusting almost straight down now, into an empty, needy sex, hitting the front wall, making you, oh, moan. You welcome every inch. You hear it in your head. A smack, smack, smacking sound. You're so far gone by now that even trying to send instructions to your limbs to raise you up on hands and knees would be impossible. All you can do is shiver, quiver, surrender. All you can do is be ridden. Have your pussy truly used as it needs to be in the face of this heat. Once more, clitoral stimulation resumes, but your focus is mostly on the thrusting. The way that now, instead of being assisted by gravity, each powerful thrust is the product of muscles alone, resulting in your juices flowing out with how full you are. Every thrust seems to fill you to the brim, but also amp your pleasure beyond what you could stand normally. But the strength and influence of being held like that, used like that, pinned down like that, and feeling your buttocks be spanked by the power of those thighs hammering into you. It's making you able to stand more, to wait longer. You know you'll just have to lay there and take it anyway. Take every hammering thrust as your insides are reshaped to conform to the length that is sliding into you. The more it enters, the more rippling orgasmic pulses wash over you and tell you who you are and what you're for. You have to come. You must climax so the thrusts into you will be rewarded and met with the response they deserve. You're being held, dominated, pinned, ingrained with their lust as your heat demands, your own lust amplified. You need it. Smack, smack, smack. Each thrust makes your whole body shiver. Quake. Press back into them to make your buttocks reddened with the smacking thrusts. You can only undulate into that. Allow it to percussively fill the room. The sound just keeps going. You're caught in the seductive filling of your own pussy. The way your walls cling on each attempt to pull out is entrancing you, focusing you. It seems to get more difficult for that length to remove itself from you each time. You eventually feel more and more getting left inside of you as the movements become smaller and smaller. Little oscillations, little movements. The impact on your psyche becomes bigger and bigger. You think about the length inside you. You pay attention to the sense of fullness and every small movement. You want it to move even 1 centimeter, so you could shift your body and try to recapture it. And then the thrusting changes. It slides all the way out. You feel how empty you are. It thrusts back in 1 movement. One hand is under you now, rubbing your clit in rapid-fire circles, thrusting in, out, fast as your own hand moving with a toy would go. If you were desperate, and you are desperate, you would move that fast. You cling, then you clamp down and try to hold it in. The yowling, resounding cries of desperate heat intrude into your head. They're getting louder and louder, threatening to eclipse all else and to escape your mouth at unbelievable volume. The thrusting doesn't stop. It intensifies and grows so fast. You worry you'll be pushed away from that wonderful length, but it continues. And you're so deliciously held, owned in the throes of it. You have to serve your own body and the demands of the length which is hilting into you, hitting you at lots of different angles, exploring inside you, reshaping you. Your clit throbs and is pinched suddenly. The length just hilts itself and stays there in you, completely in, suddenly leaning over you, a growl in your ear. The hand not focused on your little nub is holding your hip, digging in, occasionally moving to smack your buttocks as well. It stays inside, so when you come, when you clench, it is around a profound fullness which you are uncontrollably bound to and unable to control, and that makes it hotter. Your service to it, your movement of your hips, your arched back, your wild, horny internal thoughts fulfills an instinctual need you barely knew you had and now cannot live without. All of it combines to leave you shuddering, panting, finding yourself wrapped up in an impossible, emotional, holy fuck, excellent, shivering, spasming climax. And then the length pulls out. You're left empty. You're slowly lowered down to the surface below. Now lacking even the strength to remain ass up and face down, you just kind of fall onto your side. Now you're merely down. You're left gaping open from the force of being filled. Every bit of you has been tormented. You feel marks, just enough to know your buttocks will be reddened tomorrow, and your clit will throb and you will whimper for more. For now, though, you've been satiated, satisfied, left shivering in the afterglow and the aftershocks. Your heat had itself met with what it needed. Dominant, constant, thrusting, coming consumption in another's strength. And now you can drift and twitch in the wake.